West.
The
story's told. By friendly cobra. Tiny and bold. He will talk about local stories that normally don't have schnauzers, but they're stories. Yippee-yay, community quick hits. Yippee-yay, community quick hits. Everybody loves community quick hits.
Yeah.
Sponsorinos.
Community quick hits sponsored by
Airstream of DFW and Twin Peaks.
Here's Danny.
Well, 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 if any of you were by the channel of your local news affiliates, one of them earlier today at around 4:15, you heard our fearless leader, Mayor Eric Johnson, issue this at a podium.
Accordingly, about an hour ago, I signed a new set of emergency regulations which will become effective at midnight tonight to help us slow the spread of coronavirus in Dallas. Under these new regulations, community gatherings in Dallas will be restricted to no more than 50 people. The city of Dallas is also ordering the closing of all bars, lounges, taverns, nightclubs, gyms and health clubs, theaters, and entertainment or amusement venues such as arcades and billiard halls. Restaurants for now may remain open for drive-through, delivery, and takeout service. Dine-in service, however, will be prohibited. Our city manager, T.C. Broadnax, will explain more of the intricacies momentarily. But what all of this means is that as of right now, Dallas has the most aggressive rules of all the major cities in Texas for minimizing and slowing the spread of COVID-19.
And there you have it. After much thought and self-deliberation last night, where he said he stayed up all night long and was very troubled by having to make this decision, we are, at least for the next 7 days, living in a major city where you cannot go to a bar, you cannot dine in at a restaurant, you cannot go to a film, you cannot go work out at your
local strip club.
You cannot work out at your local gym. And the police are going to be enforcing this code.
But, I mean, who's going to test the code?
That's the thing. If you try to test this code, the public optics of this would be so great on social media that you might as well go ahead and close forever.
But, I mean, how would you, I'm being serious. How do you even test it? You just kind of put the door open to your favorite bar or whatever the owner does. It's like, come on in. Come on in. Like, I don't understand how you do a restaurant. Does Applebee's just say, screw it, we're open?
Well, I mean, if you do, the cops are going to see activity of people going in and out. They'll walk in, see people seated, and that's the problem.
No one's going to do it is the point. No one's going to test this.
I don't know if that's true. It would not surprise me if there was some type of underground network that if you go to one of these places, it is locked. But if you can somehow...
Ooh, a speakeasy.
A speakeasy.
Ooh.
Where there's some way to message them and let them know what the password is, and you are allowed in, but the door remains locked.
And they have the lever where they pull it and all the gambling tables flip over.
Exactly. And then it's Bibles.
Maybe.
Now, granted, when you report your... If you don't serve food and you're reporting your sales to the comptroller or to your landlord or whatever, they're going to look and go, huh, you guys racked up some pretty good sales during that
when you were
quarantine.
Supposed to be shut down.
Ooh, we're also going to have to launder then.
You know, the difference between this and Prohibition is that there was no disease involved
in
Prohibition.
Right,
and
yeah,
so
that's probably a bad idea.
It's more about the customers not wanting to go either. They're going to be more inclined to be like, okay, well, I mean, it's not like a bunch of people are like, you can still get booze.
You can.
You just need to drink it at your house.
Yeah, this is not affecting liquor stores or convenience stores or grocery stores.
But it is affecting, I shudder to think, in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, the amount of servers that we have and the amount of bartenders that we have.
Mm-hmm. I can give you a figure. It's 300,000.
Really?
Oh, yes.
My God.
It is 300,000 people in Dallas and Tarrant County that will be affected by this in one form or another, which it affects everyone. Think about people that provide entertainment to these smaller places. I mean, musicians are out of work right now. If you are a working musician and you rely on gigs, you're done. You're done for the foreseeable future.
So, man, 300,000. So it just makes you wonder, what like a Friday night is worth to like the restaurant industry? Just all the people that are out to dinner. It's kind of mind blowing. What a weekday lunch must be to the economy, and just you start stacking those up one after the next.
You're talking about, if you are a good server or bartender working at one of these places, you're talking about making your rent in 2 days on a Friday and Saturday,
and with St. Patrick's Day
tomorrow.
The thing Saturday too. It wasn't officially canceled, but mm-hmm. I'm sure bars took a big hit from that.
A hit from where they were last year, but still, I could not believe. I texted Dave Lane, who lives down there, and I'm like, "Did you drive down Greenville at all?" And he said that there were lines, you know, wrapped around the bars to get in, which I could not believe. There is a certain group of society that has not given two S's about this, not just in Texas, but nationally, and it seems like it's the 24-year-old.
It's not the look of that probably doesn't help, and it probably expedited this when you are showing viral videos of 20 somethings in bars just basically saying F Corona,
screaming in an ocean filled with people doing wrestling. What do you call that when it's a chicken
wrestling?
Scream like thousands of them in the ocean screaming F Corona.
You have
while
kids.
They're drinking it.
You have young, you know, millennials on Broad Street in Nashville, the videos of that going crazy. And now Nashville shut down. They did the same thing this morning.
So their complete thought is, this can't touch us because we're young.
Yeah, pretty much.
And they don't care that they could get it and then pass it all along to someone who is old.
Because they don't know any olds.
Because they're, probably.
And thanks to our good friend Pete. Over at Central Track, he wrote a really good article that kind of puts all of the facts of the day in one concise article on centraltrack.com. Let's see. At the time of this writing, the total reported number of people infected with the COVID-19 virus in Dallas County has risen to 15. That actual number is substantially higher.
Obviously.
I mean, these are just positive tests. Results. But as far as this mandate, the one that was announced today, it's going to last as long as the state of disaster that the mayor announced late last week is in effect. And that declaration is currently set to run through 11 a.m. on Friday, March 20th. So the duration of this mandate is not up to the mayor. This is decided by the city council. Now, their next meeting is scheduled for this Wednesday, day after tomorrow. And what they will do is they will then determine whether this declaration is to be nullified and bars and restaurants can go back to doing business as usual, whether it needs to be just implemented and it lasts until the 20th, or expanded. I would expect it to be expanded because this is people are going to do what other major cities are going to do what other cities before them have done. And I believe Denver's
8 weeks.
Is 8 weeks.
That is through May, early May.
It is. I don't suspect, just because of the low number that Dallas County has as far as confirmed positive tests, I don't know if they'll do 8, but it would not surprise me if they did it at least through the end of the month and
I think
4
we'll do
weeks.
It. I think it's through. I think we're going to get through April.
I think my guess is 4 weeks, but who knows, because nobody knows anything right now.
So then you're talking about...
I got that right.
Then you're talking about, and again, as we've said, everybody is affected by this. Whether not just this ruling. I'm talking about in general, everybody is being affected by this, every business.
And don't think that this act is not... Look, cities want to upstage other cities. No question.
Mm-hmm.
And the mayor actually was quoted saying, Dallas now has the most aggressive rules of all major cities in Texas for minimizing and slowing the spread of COVID-19. Which is true.
Yes.
And that is a badge of honor to wear when it comes to being a big boy city and how you are perceived, not only in your own state, but nationally as well. So I would expect the city council to expand this pretty drastically.
Yeah.
It's a big deal, man. It's a really big deal. And what I would say is restaurants are still open if they choose to be. Please order takeout.
Oh, my God.
Please, for the love of God, don't stop eating out because of this. If you love whatever, your favorite little Thai restaurant, call. See if they're open. Order to go.
Mm-hmm.
Get it delivered.
Don't you think?
Use Favor. Use DoorDash. Use Uber Eats. Whatever. But, man, it's going to be key for this to-go business and drive-through business to stay static, to stay to the point where they can dog paddle through this. No one's going to make a big profit off of this. This is not what this is about. This is about when this damn thing is over with, that place is still there for you to go and enjoy your meals with your family like you have been for, say, 15, 20 years at your favorite spot. If you just continue to stop, you know,
and that, you know, you also going, you have to factor in that it's not just keeping the restaurants afloat from just a business owner standpoint. It is maybe somehow, some way they can pay their employees who have been
absolutely
based on tips. At least they can pay them a little bit of a salary.
Give them a living wage.
Don't you think? I want to believe that says, okay, we have to kind of think through how this is all going to go. We have to imagine what everything looks like in 4 weeks. And I guess what I'm saying is, I think there's enough households that cooking is such a small player these days that the takeout industry is going to be okay. I don't know that it can cancel each other out, Danny, but I do think we're still going to figure that out. Now, I'm very scared of the length of drive-through lines at your local chicken sandwich place, for instance. Like, what is that going to be like? Or are they going to figure out ways to have multiple lines with their own people operating?
Yeah, you think fast food is going to be impacted by this?
I would say most fast food joints are drive-through anyway. I bet the bulk of their business is drive-through. I mean, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, I know.
I
think they're probably going to increase. Their sales might do as well or better. Who knows?
Your coffee spot. I don't know, but I do know that when mealtime rolls around again, everyone's going to be thinking, let's go get what we want to eat. And maybe that can sustain for a while. I don't know. I don't know how this is going to work. We're all thinking this through in our heads, but I just don't see mom saying, let me cook 21 meals a week here.
No way.
Well, is this going to increase, you know, you mentioned, I'm hoping that you're right, Bob and Danny, that people are going to frequent whatever their favorite spot is.
Our good buddy George over at Gold Rush, I think he got out in front of this and he closed his doors to dine-in service like 2 days ago and is doing to go only.
But I'm wondering if this is going to increase jobs for drivers.
I would say they're in demand. Let me put it this way. I went on Amazon this morning to go to whatever their fresh pantry to order some groceries. I ordered some fresh panties on Amazon as opposed to the used panties I normally buy on Prime. But yeah. filled up my cart, got it to the point where you get free delivery, go to checkout and select delivery options. No windows available. There are no windows available at all.
You were saying earlier in the show, they need 100,000 drivers.
I even wondered, are Uber drivers driving people around knowing that they're inside their car?
That's going to take a massive hit. the ride share is going to over the next couple months.
I would think.
Massive.
Like you just switch over to meal delivery, just leave it on the porch and pay through the app, right?
Yeah. And you might as well just go lick a Subway handle.
Boy, the gyms are closing too, and that's for a lot of people, that is their hour release.
Yeah.
You know, to get through the day.
Gonna have to open the golf courses back up, Corby.
Well, we had two confirmed positive tests at a golf course earlier today, I believe, in Dallas.
Way to go, Bob.
Yeah.
At a golf course.
Tell me more. I'd have to dig it up. Actually, you know what?
Golf news.
I can look it up and give it to you on the other side in Sturm Center.
All right. Sturm Center.
I love you.